Getting two-thirds of Congress and three-quarters of the states to agree is not an easy thing to do, and that is why there are not very many amendments to the Constitution. The president cannot create amendments and does not have the right, or power, or ability to veto or say no to amendments. After three-fourths of the states approve the amendment that has been approved by Congress, the amendment officially becomes part of the Constitution. Many of the rights that Americans believe are extremely important in the United States are actually not in the original Constitution of 1787. Instead, they are in amendments to the Constitution. Freedom of religion, the right to vote regardless of someone's skin color or sex, being a man or woman, and who can be a citizen are all described in different amendments to the Constitution. Amendments can be repealed or taken back by passing other amendments. Only one amendment has been repealed in the history of the United States. The 18th Amendment made it illegal, or against the law, to make or sell alcohol, such as beer and wine. This amendment was called the Prohibition Amendment because to prohibit means not to allow something or to make something illegal. The 18th Amendment was approved in 1919. However, the 21st Amendment, passed in 1933, repealed the 18th Amendment, so today Americans can make and sell alcohol again.